In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We call to an end the entire Lenten fast, abstinence, penance, the mortification. And now it is time for us to sing our alleluias. It is a time for joy to enter our hearts. And that joy is with Christ and his resurrection. But that joy is also ours because hopefully this past Lenten season, we too have died to ourselves, have been placed in the sepulchre. And this morning, filled with grace, we rise with Christ to join him in that glory. And it is really a sad state of affairs when we look around the world where there are many perhaps rejoicing but are still burdened with sin. Those who are still burdened because they did not take this Lenten season and make it fruitful. And I often wonder what more could our Lord have done as he has the priest express on Good Friday. What more? My people, what have you done to me? Why have you done this? It is really unexplainable. It is nothing but a question that can't be answered or that we don't really want to answer. But our Lord has risen, and for those who have followed him, denying themselves, taking up their cross, and carrying it daily to be with him in this lonesome hour, those individuals now rise glorious and they sing the Alleluias. They praise God, they thank God, and they look forward to not only this spiritual resurrection today, but an eternal resurrection after they pass through this world. When our earthly journey has finished, if we die in this state of grace, in this state of rejoicing, we will join Christ in heaven and all the angels and saints, and it will be a ceaseless or endless celebration. An endless joy is to be ours. But as I pointed out during the season of Lent, we must do everything in moderation. Our penances, our mortification must be modified, must be balanced with a sense of calmness, a sense of peace, a sense of joy, even in our suffering and our crosses. So today, when it is truly a season of joy and happiness, a time of celebration, I remind you once again that we must practice moderation. We must practice modesty, bring everything back to the middle. Let our joy be true, but let it not become intoxication. Let it not become foolishness. But let us have true peace and calm in the depths of our soul. And then our joy will be true. Other than that, I think what I see very often is intoxication as mistaken for true joy, mistaken for true happiness. And all that brings is sadness, hurt, despair. We need to maintain that peace, that calmness that Christ had. We need to maintain the peace and the calmness that we just read about the angel there at the tomb. When the women approached, there was an earthquake. The big, tough, strong soldiers are quaking in fear. And the women approached the tomb, but the angel says to them, "Don't fear. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. Go inside, look, see where they laid him. And then run and tell the apostles, Peter and the apostles, that he goes before you into Galilee. He is risen." And there is unspeakable joy in the hearts of these women. While these soldiers that were standing guard are quaking in fear. It is really a world of difference. And yet, these women have the wherewithal to go and tell the apostles. The weaker sex, these women, are calm and in control, and they go and talk to the apostles. And yes, Peter is excited. He runs to the tomb to see. But later on, we're going to see him in the upper room behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. And so we're going to face those terrifying, those fearful occasions in our life. But I remind you to think of the words of the angel. Don't fear. I know many have read the Apocalypse and they think of the coming of Christ and they're trembling in fear and they're worried about the return of Christ and they forget what is also written there. Lift up your eyes, for your salvation is at hand. If you truly love God, there is nothing to fear. What are we afraid of? Afraid of suffering? Well, we should have overcome that by embracing our cross daily, denying ourselves. We should be truly accustomed to suffering. That should not cause us to fear. The doctor with the big needle doesn't cause you to fear anymore. The penance, the mortification in this life, it's nothing to fear. We've been through the season of Lent probably many times, and we're still here. There's nothing to be afraid of. A little fasting is not going to kill you. Are you afraid of the world? Well, what is the world going to do to you? If they kill you, they just send you to heaven because you love God. It's a cause to rejoice. What if the airplane falls out of the sky? Have a little faith. The airplane won't fall out of the sky unless God wants it to fall out of the sky. And if God wants it to fall out of the sky, rejoice and thank Him. He knows what's best. And if I should die in that airplane, praise God. That is what He wanted. He's in control. It doesn't matter what evil men plot. What evil men do, it doesn't even really matter what the devils plot and what the devils do. As long as we love God, even if they kill us, they're only sending us to heaven. And they can only kill us if God allows it. And so even Job, in all his misery and suffering, says, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He maintains a peace, a calmness, even in the midst of catastrophe all around him. And our Lord is telling us, or I should say the angel is telling us, but the angel is only speaking the words of God to us, don't be afraid. Rejoice, lift up your eyes. Your salvation is at hand. It doesn't matter what's going on in this world. We should be interested and concerned, and we should do our best so that good is always done, that good is achieved. But we should also be resigned to the will of God. And if God chooses not to give us the politicians we want, then we say, this is what must be what we need. This is what we deserve. And maybe it's because I didn't work hard enough. I didn't campaign well enough. I didn't encourage. I didn't speak. Whatever it may be, we must be resigned to it and accept this is the hand of God. And you say, but no, it's the evil will of men. But the evil will of men can do nothing unless God allows it. And God has allowed it so that he can draw a greater good from it. And if we can remain at peace, if we can remain calm and not worry about the test because we are already prepared, our souls are ready to go to heaven. Our souls are already filled with joy because we're going to receive Christ into our bodies, into our souls, and we are alive in grace. We have nothing to fear from the death of our bodies. We have nothing to fear from the suffering of this flesh. And so I encourage you, this feast of the resurrection and this entire season, to let that joy fill your heart and thank God, whether the sun shines on you or the rain falls on you. Whether it's calm or windy, whether it's hot or cold, all of these things come from the hand of a loving Father in heaven. And though it may not be what you want at this particular moment, it is nonetheless good. It is very good. And if we can't understand it, we can at least with Job and say, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And so once again, as we celebrate Easter, I remind you back to our Lord's birth during the Christmas season. He came to bring peace. Be not troubled, be not fearful, do not worry, but have that peace in your heart and soul, and let joy, happiness, truly reign within you, no matter what is going on in the world around you. And this can be done if we put our soul right with God. When our conscience no longer bothers us, we will have peace. If our conscience bothers us and we are weighted with sin, I can tell you there will be nothing that will fill your heart with joy. There's nothing that can make you happy. The world and the devil can mimic and distract you and feed you some kind of pleasure, some kind of intoxication, and make you think that you're happy, but you're not. That is not true happiness. For true happiness is at peace, always, at all times, all circumstances, all places, all situations, is always ready to say, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." So let us look at these holy women. Look at the apostles after they received the Holy Ghost on Pentecost. And let our hearts be filled with that same joy. Let us receive Christ. He is risen. We do not worship a dead Christ, but a living God. He rose from the dead. He's alive in heaven, and he's calling for us to follow him. Let us joyfully embrace our cross, our difficulties, and follow him with peace of soul. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.